Now somebody says, now wait a minute, and I've heard this. No, you're right. Nobody can take your salvation away. God won't forsake you. Christ won't forsake you. Satan himself can't do it. But you can do it yourself. I've heard preachers preach on John 10, where Jesus said, no man is able to take them out of my Father's hand, and say, but you can take yourself out of the Father's hand. Oh? Well, let's find out. Verse 35. Let's find out if we can do it. Yeah, somebody says, life can get so tough, so bad, so hard, so difficult, that you just bail out. It's just not worth it. So let's see what Paul says. Who or what would probably be a better translation of tis here, given the context. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? Now, he's listing some heavy stuff here. Now, there are some people, you remember, who make a commitment to Christ superficially, and as soon as trouble comes, they're gone, right? Matthew 13, that rocky soil. Or because they don't want to let go of the world and suffer the loss of things as a Christian, they're like that weedy ground. They have a short little emotional reaction, but no real salvation. But here we're talking about a true Christian. And into his life comes tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, all bad things. Is that gonna make him abandon God? Is he gonna say, I don't love you anymore, I don't want anything to do with you? Is that gonna make him separate, as it were, from the love of Christ? Can he do it himself? What if we fail? What if it just gets too tough? Well, let's find out. Let's look at these seven words. Tribulation, thlipsis, means pressure. Outward difficulty. It could be accusations, rejection, you know, people turning on you, you feeling alienated, ostracized. All of a sudden, life becomes difficult. Living your Christian testimony before unbelievers is tough. Maybe you don't make as much money as you used to. You don't get the promotion you want. You feel pressure from family and friends. You're being rejected. The word in the English is from the Latin root flailing, which was a wood leather instrument used for beating chaff out of wheat. You just feel like since you became a Christian, you're just getting beat on all the time. It's just not easy living the Christian life in your environment. Will that cause you to abandon Christ? How about distress? Distress is inward difficulty. Thlipsis is outward. Distress is inward. It means a narrow space. You've been hemmed in, confined in. There's no way out. You're struggling, and this could deal.